Blog Talk Radio.
I can make your hand clap. Yeah, it's another Royal Weekend. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, you'll have to keep listening in. Let's just say it's got something to do with a certain football player and a certain guy that swooped up the Princess of Racing. Oh my God, my cans are huge. I just put on my head, so. All right, just got the headset on. I got to turn this down. Fire the engineer. It's your fault, Mac. Oh, my God. Can I hear? Can I see? Can I be in Tennessee? Harvick is still the big story right next to Danica's first, final, last race. Not to say there won't be a reunion tour. Just got announced that the next host of the ESPYs is Danica Patrick. Pretty sure that's where she met Aaron Rodgers. Gotta be interested in the whole Hollywood name thing, the whole I think Tom Cruise and Katy Perry are. That wasn't Katy Perry, was it? Maybe it was. Katie Holmes. They became Tomcat. And then Bradgelina and Bennifer, who took the one woman on earth that I would kill somebody to marry, Jennifer Aniston. It's finally here again. Biggest day in autosports. Sunday, Memorial Weekend, Indy 500 and Coca-Cola 600. That is just the back-to-back of all back-to-backs. I look forward to it every year, and everyone gets beyond. Ooh, Daytona's coming. Daytona's coming. Daytona's coming. Who cares? That's restrictor plate racing. It's gone to the dogs. It's never going to be anything but a big parade, a big circus. And truthfully, the Cup Series is nothing but a big traveling circus. I've been to a few of them. I see what it is. And then I've been to the tracks when there's no one there. It looks like an empty circus tent. NHRA will take the weekend off and come back after their Girl Power Horsepower weekend at Topeka recently, where Leah Pritchett took top field. Courtney Force, of course. Forces, of course, of course, of course. And no one can met with a course, of course. I'm starting to act too much like the guys I hang out with over at the local national sports radio station. No, Courtney Force, she ended up taking the final in the funny car. Oh, God, that's... After what I just said, Courtney Force ended up winning a funny car. And there's a volume on my damn radio and phone that is making noise. And we're going to go ahead and click on that and take care of that. So Courtney Force and Leah Pritchett took two of the four top divisions. Let's see what's next on the docket. Big news this weekend as far as the Indy 500. James Hinchcliffe will not be racing. He failed to make the field. He ran out of time to try to improve his own. He would have been fine. There was some kind of vibration, and it went away, and then it came back. There was, like, I believe 12, 13 minutes to go at that time. Pippa Maron got back out on the track. She tried to improve her time, which didn't improve anything after they figured out what was going on with Hinchcliffe's car. The fact that she was on the track prevented James Hinchcliffe from going back out. So neither one of them made it. That's only 35 drivers, I believe, overall. And, you know, in years past, there'd be a heck of a lot more on clinch day. Hinchcliffe, whatever you want to call it. They go out on Saturday. They set the top 10 through 33. There was only 35 drivers. Sunday, they go out. They improve their time. And the top one takes the pole. And the first three rows. So Hinchcliffe was not able to even go out and give it another try on that Saturday. Hinchcliffe, as most remember, was the new GoDaddy driver when Danica left to explore NASCAR. So he's kind of a marketing major when you consider the Verizon title sponsor of the IndyCar series. I had a chance to read some history from syndicated reporters, and it seems to be that Hinch, we're just going to call him Hinch. Why not? He's actually a very humble guy and driver. He understands that one size fits all. You can't just go for the guaranteed car or provisional starting spot. You have to play the level field, play by the rules, and never think about, well, if we don't make it in on speed, we'll just buy a starting spot from our teammate. There obviously is starting spots to be bought. I got to say, though, when you consider things like Ryan Hunter-Reay and Haleo and all the guys that are going for a one-off event, they ain't going to sell their spots. The only reason that they spent as much time behind a wheel is because they want to start an Indy. So there will be a few empty seats since a driver like Hinch isn't there. I promise you this will be a faded memory, though. Hinchcliffe is far from an underdog, kind of like many of the players in the field. And then you have Ed Carpentier, who's actually a Formula One driver. No, Ed Carpenter. He's the owner of Danica and Spencer Piggott's cars. Finally got the name right. Did a little studying. Ed Carpenter only runs on the oval races. And then, of course, Spencer Piggott runs on the entire series. Obviously, it's worked so far going into Sunday, the Indy. Ed Carpenter is on the pole. Danica starting inside row 3 in 7th. Yes, I just said inside row 3, 7th. I bet you a bunch of you just did the math in your head and you're like, wait, how does that work? Or maybe you are a true racing fan and you understand that inside row 3 is 7th place. as they start three wide. So, yeah. Ed Carpenter was told, "You're not the boss anymore," by his crew, by his managers, by his family that drives the big semi-trucks for him, along with Danica's car, Spencer Piggott's cars. They told him, just drive. So it worked. Pit Stop Challenge is Friday on NBCSN at noon 30 time, Minnesota time. And then also, of course, qualifying for the Cup Series, I believe, kicks off right about then. And as far as the Busch Series, the additional ARCA race tomorrow at Charlotte Motor Speedway. That's a really cool mention, by the way, because the ARCA Series will return to the track at Elko for their yearly visit on July 14th. The Woo World of Outlaw will be there the previous weekend while NASCAR runs on the restrictor plate. Who cares? I don't care. It's just another freaking racing affair. No, I'm not better. I just hate restrictor plate races. So I'm going to organize my thoughts. We'll come back after a quick credit mention. And then we're going to make fun of Rich because Rich won't be here tonight. That's right. He backed out on us for the Twig and Rich show. He has an excuse. He just recently moved back to Minnesota. When he's going to go and kick his butt for me, and I'm going to say, Winnie. So, we'll get back at Rich next Thursday. By the way, big news, who's going out to see the show tomorrow? That's right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Q at Speedway Anywhere, blogtalkradio.com/SpeedwayAnywhere, otherwise known as Twig from the Twig and Rich Show. As the long winter weighed your trees down to the ground, Twig and Rich and Winnie want to take a few seconds to thank Preferred Tree Service, your all-inclusive tree service company. Even when the trees weren't budding, Jamie was removing snow for us. You can call Jamie at 612-363-1503 or visit preferredtreeservice.com. Once again, 612-363-1503, Preferred Tree Service.
Got a little game that I play and I call it try to beat the morning paper home.
Train and they got a passing lane, baby, I ain't gonna miss it.
You know, I got to inject something here. A chat that I just got. The name is Steve. And I wonder if this is Stopwatch Steve from a certain sports radio. Is not KFan, by the way. It says, and now my phone is ringing. I got it says, can you please be more professional than hog up all the NASCAR news with Kevin Harvick? He's all you guys talk about 99% of the show. He needs to change the batteries in the watch. It's far from 99% of the gig. And auto racing in its entire, it's been about a quarter of the entire hour. So to that I said, have you heard me bring up Kyle Busch, Kibosh? And then, of course, Noah Gregson, things to that effect. Johnny Sauter, our own hometown boy here. I even brought up Daniel Suarez, how close he was to doing what Michael Waltrip did in 96 last Saturday. Call in, let us know what your flavor is, dude. If you're Stopwatch Steve from where I think you're from, 917-889-2053. And of course, I'll close out the conversation with a Harvick reference if we talk, but that's just me comparing stick and ball sports, multi-sports, all that. So I wanted to make a Billy Squire soundbite to intro Rich, but proprietary rights are killing me in royalties, and Rich is unable to tell us more Squire stories this evening. That would have been fun. So let's go ahead and cut the credit, and then we'll be back after I answer that call I just got.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. It's Q at Speedway Anywhere. blogtalkradio.com/SpeedwayAnywhere, otherwise known as Twig from the Twig and Rich Show. Has the long winter weighed your trees down to the ground? Twig and Rich and Winnie want to take a few seconds to thank Preferred Tree Service, your all-inclusive tree service company. Even when the trees weren't budding, Jamie was removing snow for us. You can call Jamie at 612-363-1503 or visit preferredtreeservice.com. Once again, 612-363-1503.
Okay. I thought you were calling me because I wasn't coming through.
You know what I just fucked up on, too, is everything I just said to you on the phone is going right in my microphone. So, yeah. All right, I'm only set up for 45, so it's Rich, right? So, I'm, what am I, 20 minutes in right now? Yeah, 25. It says I got 25 to go. So, all right, bye.
All right, back to the Red Bull. Get it go. Yeah. Like I was just saying, I wanted to make a Billy Squire soundbite to introduce Rich. It would have been like the gang vocals on Stroke, Stroke, In the Dark, Stroke, Stroke. That would have just been classic after the last show we had with Rich. The Twins had the day off after a 4-1 loss to Detroit yesterday. They won Tuesday evening. My mom and brother were there. They got the really cool freaking Joe Mauer Han Solo bobblehead. If you don't have one, you're going to be spending some money on those guys. I'm willing to bet it's going to be the most valuable bobblehead since the old baseball head Twins mascot, whatever. It's definitely it's something to check out. It's something to spend your money on. And I, you know, normally it's the whole, okay, we're only giving out 10,000. We're only giving out. If I remember correctly, my mom said these are limited at like 3,000, and it depended upon what seat you decided to buy. The seats weren't outrageous, but they were like 30 to $35 and up seats. So that don't suck. So, yeah, like mentioned, the Twins had today off after a 4-1 loss to Detroit yesterday. They won Tuesday after shutting Detroit down at the bobblehead game, 6-0. And then they won against them, of course, 4-2 on Monday. Here's the news. Sano was reactivated today. And as we welcome Kurt, do you think that's going to make a difference?
It could. You know, yeah, I think it will, just to get some of the team back together. You know, his bat wouldn't hurt right now either.
And that's what I had in my notes. I put Sano's reactivated today, so bring on the bat. But is he going to bring on the strikes?
Well, I can tell you this right now. His bobblehead doesn't strike, so, because that bobblehead can't swing.
Sano's bobblehead. What's that about?
And that's a talking bobblehead, by the way, and I have one of them. Joe Solo.
I thought that was a Joe Mauer.
It is, but the bobblehead's called Joe Solo. Because
okay.
It's like Han. And he's in the Falcon's gun. But it's basically Joe Mauer, but.
And Mauer's not playing. That's one of the ironic parts of the whole deal.
Well, there's been bobblehead nights where they just trade, where teams have traded the guy the previous day. They hit the trading deadline. I forgot where that happened the first time I heard about that.
You know, I'm going to be watching the whole eBay thing. That bobblehead is over the top. I don't know that I've seen any bobblehead that is actually like Star Wars toy. That's just holy crap.
Well, I've seen the Star Wars baseball bobbleheads.
Yeah, I've been following that stuff for like, 11, 12 years, and bought some at garage sales where I've turned them around for 13, 14, 15 times what I played for.
Even well, the friend of mine, a friend of mine that I went to school with went to his house, and this was when I was in fourth grade. His dad had a Baltimore Orioles one from the 60s, and it was the bird, the mascot, that's what it's called. And I was always play with it, but it wasn't that typical ceramic guy that everybody had. It was, you know, and that too. And his dad wasn't mad at me for playing with it, but he just said, oh, yeah. And then, of course, I go, you been to Baltimore? Have you seen the Orioles? They play in that tiny, tiny little stadium. And he's told me, no, but I was always an Orioles fan. Of course, I'm talking about the 83 World Series with him and that too. But he didn't get mad at me for playing it, and that's one bobblehead I would pay a ton of money for just because of the memories I have, and because I liked the Orioles as a kid. Outside the Twins, just because Jim Palmer, Eddie Murray. I wasn't a Ripken fan just because he took the Rookie of the Year from Herbeck, but...
You know, and that would be really cool. I wanted to mention... Let's see. As far as the bobbleheads, the A's, and then the Angels, and let's go down the whole road. What does California have, like five baseball teams?
Yeah.
Their souvenirs don't gain much wealth. I think the state with that many teams is oversaturated. So yeah, the Angels, you can pull up eBay and there is like nothing over $5. I'm exaggerating, obviously. But it is what it is. Whereas the Minnesota Twins bobbleheads, I would have to say, are at the top of the market. So, let's we can hear you, Kurt, by the way.
Oh, I know.
By the way, we have a new picture of us at my Miami. You know. I'm in Miami,
yeah,
bitch. Yeah, it's the new picture on the Speedway Anywhere site. Live 2009. Kurt's first and only cup race. He did, however, get down to see the Busch Series in Iowa. So, we've had some good times. Canceled it off the fictional list and made it reality. So the Twins are off on the road again for six games, correct?
Yeah, they are.
Seattle?
Yep.
All right, and that's tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
What's up with Hughes? I heard he's going away.
Well, I haven't heard much about that, but...
Yeah, I know he's going someplace, somewhere for, you know, better in later days. Tampa is the team that me and you were talking about during prep yesterday. They're experimenting with using relief pitchers before they put in their the long runners. I don't. How can you call somebody that doesn't actually start the game a starter if they're doing that?
Well, it's not an official title, but yes, you know, we had Brian Dunsing, who was a middle reliever and a starter, and he actually almost won the ERA title, but he didn't pitch enough innings. But 2010, that's when he did that. Then he became a regular starter, and then a couple years later, he was gone. He just faded away.
What position did the red cunt play? I mean, the Rusty Koontz.
I think he was an infielder.
Okay, so he wasn't actually a pitcher. Good. Yeah, associated, as far as my little scoop the news, whatever you want to call it, says that this could start a trend, or as the Tampa Rays are calling out, we're trying to revelate, we're trying to cause a revelation, we're trying to change up the whole idea as far as how the sport is pitched. Now, can you imagine what this is going to do with a pitcher's stats? I mean, who wins
well,
it?
It could make them better. Could make them look better, or can make them look worse than they are, though, too. I mean, just get those innings in, and that's what it's about.
Do you think it's going to increase the roster as far as pitchers?
No.
My thought on it is that when a pitcher wants that opening to ending, that big finale, I pitched 9 innings, I did it all. They'll be a lot more zealous. But if they know that they're in a rotation throughout 9 innings, maybe they'll give it their all for 1 inning, or give it their all for 3 innings, or give it their all for the... That's my thoughts on it.
Well, I love to see good pitching, and of course, that's what it's been about forever now. So, I know back in the 90s, though, you had teams that almost had too many pitchers, but it's just because that pitching got so damn bad because it was just such offensive baseball.
Yeah.
As Peyton Manning said, your defense is offensive. There we go.
All right, 5-4-3-2-1. I got to go to a commercial, and we'll bring it back.
Log Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's Hugh at Speedway Anywhere, blogtalkradio.com/Speedway Anywhere, otherwise known as Twig from the Twig and Rich Show. Has the long winter weighed your trees down to the ground? Twig and Rich and Winnie want to take a few seconds to thank Preferred Tree Service, your all-inclusive tree service company. Even when the trees weren't budding, Jamie was removing snow for us. You can call Jamie at 612-363-1503 or visit preferredtreeservice.com. Once again, 612-363-1503, Preferred Tree Service.
What happened to Moby?
Would you rather? Would you rather hear?
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I'd rather hear Moby.
I've never used Moby, even though you think that song is Moby. That song is actually from
I know it's just a clip, but...
Well, it's actually from a buddy of mine, Jimmy Johnson. He's over in the warehouse there in North Minneapolis. So let's see where we are in notes. Apparently, Kirk Cousins broke his first finger and not one of his. You hear about that?
Yeah, and I'm not going to complain about that because it's, you know, it may be a mini camp, but kind of nice to see that a couple months without tossing around a football hasn't hurt him, so I'm not going to complain about it.
Yeah, it shows power. Too much too soon for Las Vegas. What do you think?
I really don't follow hockey super closely, but I'm going to just say yes. But one thing, though, I don't hear people complaining about it, and it is cool. It is, and I was rooting for Winnipeg just from the fact that, you know, it's Winnipeg. It's the frozen tundra, even more frozen than us, and, you know, and that too. And
yeah,
but
they proved
people wrong, and 500-1 odds. Whoa.
Yeah. You know, as far as Washington Capitals against Vegas and the dumbasses that keep telling me that this is Vegas' third year. I just said it. I really wish Lightning would have went there because I love Florida. WNHL or NWHL. Apparently we have a team coming.
Yeah, I haven't heard much, but I wouldn't be shocked if we did. Just, it's state of hockey.
Okay. WNBA.
Lost one their first. And they won their first game of the year last night. Well, it's only their second game, so just going to see what happens. Probably be a playoff team again. Can't say they're definitely going to go to a championship, but should. They probably will.
I wanted to ask you, do you know how many games they actually play throughout the season?
I believe it's either 34 or 36.
Okay.
I'm more on the 34 side.
All right. Well, the Lynx will be playing Liberty in New York Friday evening. Obviously, they won last night. It was a fun little jib-jab. To watch on the phone. So, the Lynx still share a venue, and I'm not making much sense of this. This is stupid. the new soccer team that has provided us with no championships gets their own venue. And then last year, Target Center shut the gates and was just like, go play in the barn and figure out your own air conditioning to supplement what the WNBA requires you for you to play in a championship. And I think the Lynx need their own venue.
Well, they're owned by Glenn Taylor, so.
What's that about?
It's the WNBA. It's subsidized by the NBA.
So
Glenn Taylor.
The owner of the WNBA owns the Lynx.
Yeah, no. The WNBA is subsidized by the NBA. The Lynx are owned by Glenn Taylor, who owns the Wolves. So they share a venue.
You learn something every day.
Guess you do.
Wow. Trying to tie all this into the WNHL, the NWHL, the who doesn't even have a hockey rink to play on at this point, or a time of year that where they'd be playing. Interesting. All right. I'm like way down in the minutes. I think we covered almost everything. And we're going to call Rich the Frosted Flake. He's not really a flake, but he does tell me that he can be here from this time to that time, and then tells me that he can't, and then, you know, so we won't call him a flake. That's fine. So your multi-sports motorsports hour has been multi-sports instead of motorsports. Let's go to. That's my excuse that in final laps, okay, mufflers are not at motorsports events. Sure, there's huge improvements to crowd safety fences, whatever huge improvements to crowd safety and whatever, but hey, the noise is just part of it. Why? I mean, if you're going to go to a motorsports event, wouldn't you want... I just got chimed in on. Wouldn't you want the smell of rubber and the smell of exhaust if you were a spectator?
Well, yeah. In Homestead, the noise never bothered me. I think it made it cooler, but does it make the cars better? Does it make, you know, and the exhaust is definitely didn't even really notice it. The rubber, I've always noticed that racing more, I mean, which I don't think is ever going to go away. But I don't know if that muffler helps airflow and makes them actually faster, or it just helps the car, because it could.
You know, myself, I would much rather Aaron or Wally Shaver, by the way, when the you brought up the other day about the sorry, I'm closing the window on my computer so I can read about it. When the modifieds were out there on the track, he was like, are they loud enough? So that would have been awesome if they just got rid of the back-end systems of the motor and just let them rip. Just grrr. So, hey, sorry, I'm scrambling windows here because I got something really cool lined up. In the final laps. So I put the whole muffler thing up. You got any, like, random freaking, like, things that you'd want to ask besides the Morrissey guy who hit the pace car?
Well, I really can't think of anything right now. Just this weekend's coming up. There'll probably be a ton of questions after that.
It is a big weekend. It's a huge weekend. It is the weekend. All right. What would you name the royal family if Courtney Force married AJ Foyt?
Faffo. Foyfey.
I would just say forced. Forced. I gotta live a life of forced. All right. So going into the weekend, I don't have a final five. I don't. It's just the theme song to the show is I Can Sleep When I'm Dead. I kind of slept a long time today. But so as far as Aaron and Danica, the name is Ironica. I was thinking Aaronica, but no, 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 no. Ironica. We are so over time, but this
and her
website
name was Ironica. Reminds me of Elvis Costello. Reminds me of that Elvis Costello song. And her name was Veronica. And now you can just say, and her name was Ironica.
Isn't that from the Archies?
No.
Veronica?
There's a character in the Archies, Veronica. So smoke your marijuana. Celebrate Veronica. So.
Oh, that's Adam Sandler.
Yeah, that's Adam Sandler, but there's Veronica in the Archies.
You realize we're still on the air, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about Marijuanica?
You know.
Oh, so. We can go there. I can open up the song. We can play
so.
With it.
Okay, when's the final five here?
Let's get to it. All right. Who's going to see Solo tomorrow?
Now, I'm actually going this weekend. I'm probably not going to get to go tomorrow just because of some personal things, but...
Personal things?
Yeah.
Are you out of Depends?
Yes.
All right. Well, the good part is that you can sleep when you're dead and, It, you know, sometimes things are better said. Listen to the song through and through. Someday we'll get it right. Great show, Kurt. Thank you.
All right. No problem.
Good night.
Good night. I mean, goodbye.